Shalom. We're going to talk today about the Inyan of Vidui. We have it in Daf Lamed Vov. The Gemara talks Barichos about the Vidui, how we say it and when we say it. And we'll try to explain different Inyanim that has to do with the Vidui. We'll start off with the Rambam and the Chinuch. And we'll get to the Gemara Meretz Hashem. The Rambam starts off in the minyan mitzvah that he says before in the psicha before Hilchos Teshuva. He says mitzvah sesa achas v'ish yoshuv achote mechetoi lifnei Hashem v'isvade. The person should be yoshuv from the chet and he should be misvade. It's mashma from the lashon that it's included, both are part of the mitzvah, to be shov b'tshuva and to be misvade. Chinuch, the lashon is like this. Mitzvah's vidui al chet, it's mitzvah shin samach dalet. It's interesting to point out that shin samach dalet, the Gemara in Yuma we had, it says it's begematria hasotan, and the mitzvah vidui is what comes against the inyan of the hasotan and we do it on Yom Kippur, which is the day that shin samach hei. So he says v'nitztavinu lizvados lifnei Hashem al kol hachatoim shechotonu be'eis shenisnachem aleihem. The Chinuch says that the mitzvah is to be misvade when we do tshuva, when we have charota. That's the time comes in the mitzvah of vidui. The Minchas Chinuch says that it's mashma from the lashon of the Chinuch that the mitzvah of vidui is a separate mitzvah. It's like you have the inyan of tshuva, you do tshuva, and whatever tshuva does, it does a kapara, does mechila. And then you have a special mitzvah of saying vidui, just like there's a mitzvah of saying kriyashma. So it's a mitzvah that's totally bedibur, kigon kriyashma b'deimeyam. That's how the Minchas Chinuch learns in the Chinuch. So there's no mitzvah of tshuva, that's not the mitzvah. The mitzvah is that when you do tshuva, you should say vidui, which is a kind of charota. Then he goes on to say that the tshuva itself gives him a kapora and he becomes a tzaddik with the tshuva, and then it's only mutalo nemanu mitzvah of saying vidui. He says that that's the pshat that Gemara says there's dalet chalukei kapora, that the Gemara Yoma in Perek Yom Kippurim, that with different chalukim when you do tshuva and you're miskaper, and it doesn't mention their vidui. Then he brings a raya from the kiddushin. The Gemara in kiddushin says in Daf Mem Tesomet Beis that if somebody gives kiddushin to Isha, al menas shani tzadik, so afilu is a rosh gom, or so a choshes that it's kiddushin. We say she's mekudeshes. Why? Shemo hira tshuva belibo. So if he was mahir tshuva belibo, in 1 minute a person could have charota from his averes and become a tzadik, and that's psukim of rosh min yecheska b'shuv rosh merishoso. So kol avenos of lo yizochru, it becomes like a tzadik gomer, and it's even called kiddushin. So Memele, he says, a vidui, if you have to have vidui, kidei to be miskaper, and without vidui, it's not called a kafara, and he's not a tzaddik, so how could it be kiddushin, even if he's maher tshuva belibay, but he needs vidui. So it's a raya, says the Minchas Chinuch, that even without vidui, he has a kafara, and he's a tzaddik. He just has a mitzvah of vidui. But even if he doesn't do the mitzvah of vidui, still he's a tzaddik. That's one raya. Then he brings a raya from Rashi and Daf Pehe. Rashi and Daf Pehe says in the Mishnah, Chatos Vashem Badai Mechaperim Pehe Yomid Beis Umistomet Shuvi Ikesh Im Lo Yoyo Mischare It Lo Yoyo Mevi Korban. If a person would, he wouldn't bring a korban. So if he brings a Chatos and also Badai, it's Mechaper, because for sure he did Shuvi. Where's the Vidu? If you need Vidu, without Vidu he wouldn't have a Kapora. So it's a raya that the tshuva itself could give you a kapora and could make you a tzaddik, and then there's a special mitzvah of vidui. That's all the three the shita sachinuch. He says these gemaras fit in with that. And then he brings that the Rambam is mashmana like that. The Rambam says kol mitzvah shabatero bein ese bein leisa say mova rodo malachas men bein bezodo and bein beshigogo shiyanuva yoshuv mechetor chayv lizvado esufnei akir boruchu. And then he goes on, Einem is kapeloi achi is vade v'yoshuv milasu is kozel oilom shnemo mikol chato is oilom. The Rambam says his name is kaper until he has vidui. So the Minchas Chinuch says that there would be a machlokes. The Chinuch holds that he has a kapora and he's a tzaddik without vidui. It's just a mitzvah of vidui. And the Rambam would hold that without vidui he's not miskaper. It's a little bit different than the Loshen, what he says in the beginning, that when he does tshuva, sheyoshuv achot mechaytoy lifnei Hashem b'isvade, and then the Rambam in the mitzvah, in the Rambam itself, he says, sheyaseh tshuva chayv l'isvade. But he says that the Rambam that he says that he's not miskaper without it, that means that the tshuva and the vidui together would be called kapara. And the Kiryas Sefer learns like that, and the Rambam, he says that the vidui is the gemar of the tshuva. Also he says, the Rambam also says that Mechuyve Bezdin, Mechuyve Mises Bezdin, Mechuyve Malkis, En Miskapalem Bemisosom Abelikiyosom, Achiyasu Tshuva Vizvado. So the Rambam says, even Chayve Yonche Mises Bezdin, if they weren't Misvade, so they wouldn't have a Kapora. So, Lefi the Rambam, we have to know Pshat and the Gemara. The Menchas Chinuch says, what does the Gemara say? That if somebody's Mekadesh, Yishal Menat Shani Tzadik Gomor, so it's Kiddushin, Shema Hira Tshuva Beliboy, but he needs Vidui. Without Vidui, he's not a Tzadik, doesn't have a Kapora. Then he says, maybe we would say that for Kiddushin it's enough. The Tzadik Gomor of Hira Tshuva Beliboy is enough, even if he doesn't have a Kapora, Mamish on the Chet. But it's enough to study Gomer for what he needs for Kiddushin. Then the Minchas Chinuch goes on to say that if somebody does tshuva on a mitzvah seset and he didn't say vidui, so mitzvah the tshuva that he did, he has a kapora gemura and it's called the tzadik. What's missing? He's still missing another eset instead of the eset that he did tshuva on it. So now he has a new eset of vidui which he wasn't mekayim. So what was his revach? Till now he was a bal aveira of a mitzvah seser, and now he's switching one mitzvah seser for the next one. So he says bishleim if it was called on Mrs. Bezdin or Malkis or other chamuros. So if he did tshuva on that, he would have a kapara mitzvah the tshuva, whichever kapara the tshuva would give. Then he has a lesser aveira of vidui. But if it's just a regular mitzvah seser, so what's the difference? What was he marviach by doing tshuva without vidui? Now instead of that, he has the onesh of that he didn't do the mitzvah of vidui. So then he goes on to say that it's totally, if the mitzvah is tshuva, you have a mitzvah to do tshuva and you have a mitzvah to do vidui, like we were saying in the Rambam, so behemis, it's not a reva. Instead of what he had the mitzvah before, now he has a new mitzvah of vidui to do tshuva on, that he has to do the vidui. But if we say that it's a mitzvah b'fnei atzmoi, so he says, if tshuva itself is not the mitzvah says, only when he does tshuva he has to do vidui, so memel it's like a mitzvah kiyumis. On the tshuva itself he doesn't have a chiyuv, it's only when he does tshuva. There's no mitzvah says that says do tshuva. So it can't be that the vidui that comes mikoach the tshuva, that should be more than the tshuva itself. Since tshuva is not a mitzvah chiyuvis, and he doesn't get a oinish for not doing tshuva, that's how the Chinuch says. So memela also for not doing vidu, he wouldn't have oinish. It's just like a mitzvah of tzitzis. If he doesn't have arba kamos, or if he has arba kamos, then he doesn't wear it. He's not mechuyev an oinish of tzitzis. Memela, the same thing he says by vidu. That if we say that it's a mitzvah b'fnei atzmoi, and tshuva is not the mitzvah, so memela, just like tshuva is not a chiyuv that he gets oinish on it, so vidui also he wouldn't get oinish on it. Then he asks a kasha. The Gemara in Shavua says in Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis, the Gemara says she'aravir shebatoyra de'shasoyah mishtalech mechaper alez achamuos v'alakalus. The Gemara says kalus is a mitzvah seset that the soyah mishtalech is mechaper on it. So the Gemara asks, hey Chidomi, if he didn't do tshuva, so zebach roshoyim toyeva, doesn't have a kapor. And if he did tshuva, so it's mechaper lemiyad, because it says a mitzvah seset, eino izoz mishom, ad shemoichalin loy. So what do we need the Soyah Mishtalech to be mechaper? It has to be that he did tshuva. So Gemara says, Boimid b'melde v'rebi. That is, l'fi Rebbe, that the Soyah Mishtalech is mechaper. Even if you didn't do tshuva, so memele the Soyah Mishtalech is mechaper without tshuva, and we don't say Zevach Hashem Te'evo. So the Minchas Chinuch asks, let's say that he did tshuva on the mitzvah seser, but he didn't say vidu yet. So now he has the mitzvah seser of vidu that's totally goyimit and he wasn't mekayim. He has that avera that he wasn't mekayim the eser of vidu. So the fair mishtalech is mechaper on that mitzvah seser. He can't say zebach Hashem toyo because he did tshuva. And mitzvah sheini, he still has one eser that's lingering that he didn't do tshuva on it, and that eser, the fair mishtalech, could be mechaper. That means he found the eser that we don't say zebach Hashem toyo. So that I was thinking, it could be a svar to say, since the soya mishtalech is mechater, because there's vidui, that means the vidui of the soya mishtalech is mechater, so the whole kapora of soya mishtalech is totally in the vidui. So it can be mechater on the eser of vidui, because if this person itself is makhish the eser of vidui, he's not mekayim vidui, so it's eino min adin that the vidui should be mechater on what he didn't say vidui. Could be a svar. Now, in the Etzem Inyan that we said that it could be that Vidui is a mitzvah seser bifnei atzmo, and it's not part of the tshuva. So, what would be the mitzvah of Vidui? The mitzvah of Vidui is that if you're doing tshuva on avera, you have a mitzvah to say Vidui. So that would be nicha to say when you're mefarit the chet, you say which avera you did and you say the vidui. The Rambam says that a person, or that's how we say the vidui in Yom Kippur, we say chotosi avisi poshati, and the inyan of mefarit the chet, the Gemara says on that table, there's a machlokes. The Gemara says like this, on that table, on it base. וצורך לפרט השחט שנאמר און אוכלותו און הזה חתור גדולו משה רבנו said in general they did a חתור גדולו and then he did a פירוט ויעשו להם אלוהי זוב דברי רבי יהודה בן בובר רבי כיוורים הראשו היא נשוי פשע כסוי חתור so he says it was a פשעת ויעשו להם אלוהי זוב so he says פשעת that it was a tiny so and also the Gemara says here in דף למד וב in our סוגיה the Gemara says like this Tomer Abonan, Ketzad Misvade, Ovisi Poshati V'Chotosi. And then the Gemara goes on to say, if you say first Avoyna, it's the first showing, but meantime the Gemara says, Ovisi Poshati Chotosi, even without Pirut Achet. And even the Gemara Daks to evolve, it sounds like it's an additional Inyan, that you're Misvade, and it's a Machlokes if you have to be Mefari Techet or not. So if you say that it's part of Tshuva, so you could say, since a person can do tshuva in general, in general on his matzav, he's not saying a special chet, so it could be that he would say vidu in general, chotosi avisi poshati. But if you say vidu is a special mitzvah, the chura, the pshat is that you have to say on which avera you did a tshuva, and on that you have to be mefari techet and say you did a avera. So how could it be that chotosi avisi poshati is enough to be mekayim mitzvahs vidu? Bechlala means a pshat. What does it mean he did tshuva in general without knowing any avera he did? And he's just saying, chotosi avisi poshati. What kind of a tshuva is it? So then as we find, there's a Rambam Nilcha Sanhedrin. The Rambam says, and it's a Mishnah Sanhedrin, the Rambam says that when a person is yotze lehoreg, when he's already rochek mimokim ariga be'esar amos, oindim lo yisvadeh. שכן דרך כל המומוסים מסוודים כל המסוודה יש לו חלק בו אלו מבו so he should be מסוודה and then he has a חלק בו אלו מבו it might be that the Rambam means that this is makbil to what the Rambam says in Yochus Tshuva that even חייבים מסיס בזדין if there אין להם כפורו unless they're מסוודה maybe that כפורו means what the Rambam says here יש לו חלק בו אלו מבו then it says מיינו יודע לסוודס he doesn't know how to be מסוודת Al-Khura means he can't or he can't teach him it. Only loy and moyo te mi sosi kapora al kolavoy noisai. Filu yod abas me shesheker yidu olav kachu misvade. Should say that his misosa is kapora al kolavoy noisai. So the pshat is that the misa, that the vidu is, if we say that he can't say vidu, he says misosi kapora. So it's mashma that vidu is also the same inyan. Like to be ask mechila, or to say that he wants a kapora on what his matzav is. So it could be that it's Shaykh Tshuva in general and is Matzav of Avodas Hashem, and he says Vidui that it should be a Kapora that he's Mizcharet and he's changing himself and he's doing a new Sug of Avodah. So Memela and Misa Bezdin, if he can't be Misabada, so he says, Tei Misasi Kapo, it's as if he's asking Mechila, he's asking to be Miskayev Tashem. In the Rambam Sefer HaMitzvah, there's another kind of vidui which is mentioned in Amud Aleph, Lamed Vov Amud Aleph, of vidui Maisras. It's also called vidui, that a person is Misvada if he did Maisras during 3 years. So after the 3 years, there's called vidui Maisras. He's Mevayer if he has Maisras in his house. If not, he just says the vidui. It says Bi'alti Hakudish Min Habayis V'gam Nesati V'Lalevi La'Gil La'Yosu V'Lalmona Osisi Kol Mitzvos Hashem Tzivisoni. There was Mekayim Ovi Inyonim of Maisras, and it's called Vidui Maisras. So in the Mishnayos and Maisras Sheni, Perkei Mishnah Yud, the Tesvis Yontov brings down what's the Lashon Vidui. He says from the Sifurnu, that the Emes, all these Maisras should have gone to the Bechores. But because they did the Eger, it doesn't go to the Bechores. Memele, the Vidui is that we give it to the Levi, it's Me'ina Vidui of Avera of the Eger. So Tesvis Anshishem says that there's no need to say that pshat. It's enough to say that vidui means that you're moide. You're moide either it's a good thing or a not good thing. So by averus, you're moide, you're misvad, the moide v'ezev yeruchim, you're moide that you did avera and you're ezev. And by mitzvahs, like vidui maisras, you're moide that you did a good thing. The Lashon HaRambam is in mitzvah kufla medalef, in sefer mitzvahs, he shetzivonu lisvado shlefono visale, v'itras mishpete ha-maisras v'atrumos, ulisnakris mem to be clean from them, the maimar, gamkein, kemoisha onu nekiyim mechzik b'em b'poyel. Zeu shenikro vidui maisa. The Rambam says that just like in practice, we took out the maisras, we were all the alochas and the mitzvahs of maisras, terum and maisras and bikurim. So the same thing we have to do at b'dibur. That the maimar, we say b'dibur, that we were mekayim ova halachas. It's ki'ilu ha-shlomo. Just like we did it b'maisa, we do it also b'dibur. If we would take that idea to vidui of tshuva, we would say that just like you did tshuva before and it was mischarit from everything, you should also say it b'mayma. That would be called vidui. Memele, it could be that when you say chotasi avisi foshati in general, or like the Kohen Gadol says in general, without saying which chet, or if you don't have to be mefarit the chet, so it could be it's enough, but Tosefus says tshuva, what he was mehar b'lev, so it's enough to say b'dibur, that he's mischarit, and he says chotasi avisi. Also, we have to know, how is it that the Kohen Gadol, vidui has to do with tshuva, means it's a chelik of tshuva, that I'm shoved with tshuva, and I'm saying what I'm shoved with tshuva. But how could one person say vidui for another person, like the Kohen Gadol? The Kohen Gadol is misvada on the Seir Mishtalech, or on the Porush of Kohen Gadol, on Anir Beisi, or Bnei Aonam Kedoshecha, or B'chol Beis Yisrael, that they're Chotonu, Avinu, Poshanu, Lefonecha. How could he be misvada for someone else? But vidui has to do with tshuva, vidui has to be his own. So if you say vidui is a mitzvah b'fnei atzmo, when it's shav, maybe it could have been such a thing that says there's a gzeras hakosuv. It says the bisvada all of his probably knows him, then he sends it on the rosh haser mishtalech. But if it's a chilek of tshuva, so bishlam leman dama that you need tshuva with the ser mishtalech, but by esi you don't really need tshuva. So it could be that the vidui is for everyone. Companion, it's a gzeras hakosuv that when there's a korban that's miskaper, so the vidui of the Kohen Gadol also helps. It could be it's a special union of vidui that just like there's vidui that when a yochid does tshuva and is misvada also, here there's a union with the korban of the Seir Mishtalech, is misvada for Klal Yisrael. There's also a Yalkut Shimoni in Parshas Noseh where it says misvada is chatosom, so the Yalkut Shimoni is marbe from a ribui there, and the posik Yochel that only a Yochid says vidui, so he's marbe from a posik that also tzibur, there's a vidui of a tzibur. So it's mashma that what's the pshat a tzibur did, if the Yechidim did, so the Yechidim are saying vidui, how's it a tzibur says vidui? It's mashma, it could be that the chet was be'etzim of a Yochid, but since there are a whole tzibur, so there's a inyan that the tzibur should say vidui and it helps for even the Yochid. So we see that vidui can be such a thing, not even the person himself that did the avera, but the collective responsibility could also have a shaykhis to the vidui. And there the Kohen Gadol also says vidui for the tzibur. The Gemara in Shavuos, Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis, brings down Reb Shimon's, Reb Shimon says, that there's the power has a kapara and the vidui has a kapara. Over there, Rashi says pshat, that just like the dam of the power is a kapara for the kohanim, so the vidui is also a kapara. That means there's a kapara bedam for the korban itself, and the vidui itself, kishalatzma, is saying the vidui when the kohen gadol says the vidui, that itself makes a kapara. The Rashi and Yumad Aflam at Vorbom at Beis in our Gemara, it says, Machlekes Rab Meir and the Rabbona. Rab Meir says that we say, Ovisi Poshati v'Chotosi. Ovisi is Mezi, Poshati is Merodim, and Chotosi is Shogeg. That's Rab Meir. And Chachomim say, Avoyne Seilu as Doinois, and Pshoim Eilu as Merodim. Chatos is shogeg, so he says me'acha she'isvada alas doines v'ala merodim chozo misvada alas gogos. So the rabbanan say not like Reb Meir. Reb Meir is saying that you go from the chomor to the kal. First you say the mezi, then the merida, and then you say shogeg. The rabbanan asks, how could it be? Once he says on the mezi, and he's having charota, so for sure it's included the shogeg. And Rashi says pshat. The kash of the Gemara is that since they were Meichel on the Zdenis, because he said already Avoinus and Choim, so Memele Chatoim for sure he was Nimcha. So you see first from Rashi that he says that Vidu is a sug of Bakoshas Mechila and a sug of Mechila right away. But it's Shver. If we say that there's a mitzvah of vidu, there's a mitzvah, bifrat, if we say that it's a mitzvah b'shme'atzmoy to be mitzvah, so mali, that he said on the mezidim, that is mischaret, and it was mitzvah on the mezid, but there's a special din to say vidu also on shogeg. So it doesn't help to say vidu and mezid also for the averus of shogeg. It's a din to say vidu on this, and to say vidu on that. Unless we say that since he's saying it in general, he's not being mefarish, he just says chotosi, obisi pashati, since it's in general terms and it's kilo and it's matzim, so melele is matzim could be kilo the shogeg into the mezi. And the we'll get back to this soon. In the Ramor, in Simen Tofresh Zion, in Sifal of Rosif Beis, it says you have to be mefarish techet. You don't have to be mefarad techet. Bimrotzo, you can be mefarad techet. And then the Ramos says that what we say al chet shechotam lefonecho the whole reshima lefi aleph beis, that's not called mefarad techet. Where that you say it b'tzibur and you say a nusach that's kavua meirosh, it's not called being mefarad techet. And the two it's brought as a machlekes. Some say that is called being mefarad techet, and some say it's not called being mefarad techet. And Tosfos Yeshonim and Daf Pei Vav in Yume, he says that since the Mandomar says you have to be mefarad techet, he says lochein, they were noig to say al chet. So it comes out that the machlekes if this is called being mefarad techet or not. Bemis, a lot of the al chet is in general terms bezodo and bishgogo, where he says biyodim, beleyodim. It doesn't say what techet is. Sometimes it says bezilzul hoirim umoirim, then it's mashma more of a pirut techet. But bemis, it's not even called pirut techet because Pirut Achet means I know that I did Avera and I'm saying what I did. But if you're saying a Nusach that's Muska Meirosh, it's also not Bidyuk Pirut Achet. But it's a Machlekes Rishonim if that's called Pirut Achet or not. And the Ramah passing is that it's not called Pirut Achet. And the Rav Shach in the Sefer, he has a Chakira, and the Minchas Chinuch talks about it. If somebody has one Chet, he wants to do Tshuva on a special Chet, or Bifrat, if he's bringing a Chatos, let's say, eight Chalep, and he's bringing a Chalep, does he have to say also Mezidim, like Chotosi, Avisi, Poshati, like it says in our Gemara and Yuma, or just say that Pirut Achet? So the Minchas Chinuch says, you only say the Pirut, of course, you only say the Chet that he's bringing the Chatos on, you don't have to say more than that. Rav Shach brings down from the Gro, he says he heard it from the Brisker Rav, that when David did Avera with Bathsheba and Nosan Anovi came to be Moshiach him, so he says, the Lashon of the Pasuk, he brings down the Pesukim and he says, Pshat, the Gros says, Chatosi Oidiacho, Vavon Ilei Chisisi, Omarti Oide Alei Pshoa El Hashem, Vatom Asofa Avon Chatosi Sela. So he says, Chatosi Oidiacho was like a Shogeg Bathsheba, he was Moidia, he was Misvade on that, and he wanted to say also avisi pashati aveni lechisisi amati oide alei pshay l'Hashem. And Batonos also aven chatosi selo, because it says that Nosan Anovi, there's a psik here, he says a chatosi, and then there's a psik, so that means he said chatosi, and then Nosan Anovi came and stopped him, that he doesn't have to say avisi and pashati. Why? Because then you have to say chotosi avisi poshati. But since he was miskabelis, tshuva gemura already first, so it's enough what he said chotosi. But when I said chotosi, when I said chotosi, he already was mechaper on it. The Rav Shach brings down that they showed him later that it's a kolel yod, but he says v'ani shamati is it from the briskerov. That means he's saying that what he heard from briskerov is like what was Tovea, that it's really the growth. So he brings out from this that even when a person knows which Aveira is saying he's having Charot on, and he has to say Vidu and that Aveira like the one of Bathsheba, still he has to add on Ovisi Poshati. So it's not like the Minchas Chinuch that says it's enough to say that Aveira. And he goes on to be Masber, what would be the reason Taket to say Avisi Poshati? So he says, because every time a person does Beshoigeg, it could be there's a little bit of a mazid in it, too much of a lack of paying attention. It could be it's called the mazid, or it has a shemitz of mazid. So because of that, Sofik, you should say Avisi Poshati. But in the case of David, Hashem was stopped him in the middle and said, it's enough what he said, Chotosi. And then he says, the Rambam himself, the Rambam himself says in Hilchos Nechas Maisha Korbanos, where the Minchas Chinuch says that it's enough on the Chatos to say just that Aveira, the Rambam says like this: Yisoynech, Ben Yisoynech, that's when his Misvada and the Kiryas Sefer says over here. Why? Because the only Shaiches, the connection of the Balabos with the Korban, is by the Smicha. That's the closest he gets to the carbon, so that's the time he's misvada. Maniach shtei yodel ben shtei kanov to be misoymech, u misvada al chatos oven chatos, valoshem oven oshem, valoyle misvada oven eser, oven lafshenita klesa, like it says in our Gemara, and that lamed vodom and dalek. So you see that his misvada only that avera. So goes on Rav Shach and he says, but the next halacha it says, ketzad misvada, oma chotosi, ovisi, poshati, vosisi kach vekach, also here you see in the Rambam that he says the tshuva b'zu kaparosi, and the vidu you have to be masked also that it's a chelik of the kapara. Akoponim, you see in the Rambam that chutz from what your misvada oven chatos and oven oila and oven oshon, you also have to say avisi and poshati. So Rav Shach learned because maybe there's a shemitz of mezidos. Shemitz is very shver. So, but what does mezid? Let's say there was a shemitz of mezid. But what does mezid have to do with shegig of a chatos? Chatos is only on shegig. Any mezid that's there has no shaychus to chatos. It needs a pshat. So I saw that Rabbi Yoshev in his Shurim and Yuma he says pshat, and the Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva. The Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva says, Inor v'ol adam alachas men bein bezotin bein b'shgogot. Sheaset shuve v'yoshev mechete chayv lisvades lifnei akel baruchu. Keitzad misvade, oino ono Hashem, chotosi, ovisi poshati lefenecho, vosisi kach vekach. V'arei nichamti ubojshti b'masai v'loi lomeni chozor ledobor hazeh. V'marich v'inyan zeh arei zeh meshubach v'chein balei chatois v'ashomois, suyo misvade vidui dvorin, misvade ashochot orleo. So he says, the Rambam starts off saying that it's Bein Bezod and Bein Bishigogo, and then he says, Ochotosi Obisi Poshati. If you're talking about Shigogo, so how does Obisi Poshati come in? So Rav Shach would learn Pshat because that maybe there's a Shemitz of Mezid. So Nilchus Shuvet might fit in. Rabbi Yoshev learns Pshat that the Rambam is saying it's Dodi. If he was a Shogeg, so he says Chotosi. If he was a Mezid, he says Avisi Poshati. If he's doing Tshuva on all three, so he says Avisi Poshati Chotosi Lefanecha. So he learns like the Minchas Chinuch, that if he's a Shogeg, he has no reason to say more than that. There's no reason to say Avisi Poshati. So Ben Shabbat Yoshev is Tomua, because the Rambam Nechus Maisi HaKrabonis, which we just read, that's talking about a Chatos, and for sure it's only a Shogeg, and it says here, Ketad Misvado Ona Chotosi Avisi Poshati. So Ben, it's schwer to say that. And also Rav Shach is schwer because Rav Shach says that on the chatos, maybe he has a shemitz of mezid, so he already says poshati. Maybe he means that if he has a shemitz of mezid, then he doesn't have charot on the chelik of the mezid. Maybe it would be like zevach Hashem to Eber, just to make himself a tzaddik, and then he could bring the shegi. Maybe it would be a way to say, maybe it's a little bit of a doichak, but I think it sounds like it could be a pshat, that a person really only has to say shegig, like the Minchas Chinuch. He's bringing a chatos, all he has to say is chotosi. Why does he say chotosi or visi poshati? Because he's saying that he's really having charota be'emes or beleib sholem, ki'ilu he feels the charota so much, ki'ilu he would have done or visi poshati. If he would have done amazing, he would have a strong charota, more than what he would do by shegig. So memela, even when he's misvada on chotosi, it doesn't mean or visi poshati that he did amazing. He means to say that my charota is like a visi poshati, a machshiv my chet, the avera that I did, a machshiv it ki'ilu I was a visi and poshati. So then it's like a nusach. You say chotosi or visi poshati. It all goes together. So memela, that would be good. The Rambam in Hilchos Ma'aseh HaKorbanos and the Rambam in Hilchos Teshuvah and the Gemara also, and also the other nuschos of vidui. So we say chotosi and ovisi and poshati. There's one more nekuda here that the Shaloh says, and the Machtzis HaShekel brings it down, that we should say kaper lachatoim and slicha lapoishim and mechila lavoinus. Mechila, slicha, and kapora are divided in that order, that kapora should go on the chatoim. Why? Because kapora means to clean it, to wipe it out. And chatoim, that's a shegeg, so the tshuva and the vidui, what we say is a kapor, it cleans it up, and no roshem is left. That could be by shegeg. But the other things that are amazing, a pshia and avoinos, so that it stays a little bit of a roshem, so that's called slicha and mechila. And it's shver, so the Gemara says that the Rabbanan is from Reb Meir. How does Reb Meir say that you say ovisi poshati b'chotosi, first you say mezid and then shegeg? So, but he says, "Me'achar sheizvada las donis v'alam rodim chozor misvada las gogos." What's the kasha by as donis and rodim? What he said, vidui, and what he said, tshuva and vidui. That left a little bit of a ration. But now he's saying about chatoim. He wants that legabi the chatoim. Everything should be cleaning completely. It shouldn't be left a ration. So two sugay things, even though he was misvada and he had charot on the mezid, but still there's a mokum for the shegi, because it's not the same peula, it's a different peula, what he's doing on the mezid and what he's doing on the shegi. Only we'd have to say maybe, because since he has charot or whatever it could do here, it would do there, it's a koshkin, but the kasha of the Gemara is not so shver lefi the shalom. There's one other Indian here in the Gemara, and that's Lamed Vov Amud Beis, that some of Farshim talk about. It says, Marusha Omar Moshe Nosi Oven Vofesha V'chato. Omar Moshe Lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I saw that in Yesh Seder LaMishneh and also in the Siach Yitzchak on Yume, that they have a shayla, it's Mashman Midrashim Chalukim, and in the Targum it's Mashman one way. Who said Hashem Hashem Kela Chapaim when he said Nosi Oven Vofesha? Did Hashem say it, or Moshe got it b'nevu and he said it? So here in the Gemara they say it's Mashman, the vice states there, Nokid Lemaskone, that Moshe Rabbeinu was the one that said it. Even though it says in the Medrash, and Rashi brings on Nisatef HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kishlech Tzibur Kiviyochu, and he said it. And the Targum is Mashman like that, but here in the Gemara they say it's Mashman that Moshe said it. Ben Sitch Shver to say that there was a difference in Torah, that once Hashem said it, other times Hashem says, Oymah, and Moshe is Oymah V'Koyset. Or Kosef Oema, but and here in the Yud Gimel Midos, it's Kilo that Hashem didn't say it, only he got in the wind, Moshe said it. It's a little bit shver to say that, but that's what they stand on. Also, Rabbi Kveger talks about that it says, Noisei Oven Vafesha Vechato, so Moshe said, B'shah She Yisrael Chotin of Nechom, Vesin Shuba Selem's Donis Kishgogas. So it's mashma that the Zodan is Nefach Lishgoga, that's like Shuba Meirei. And the pasuk itself of the Gimel Midas says Noisach Hesed La'alofim, so La'alofim is a tshuva me'ava. Rashi himself says, so Rabbi Kveger says it's a little bit of stira from what it says in the Gemara that Moshe Rabbeinu's taina was to be exdonis kishkogas, and what it says in the pasuk it's talking about tshuva me'ava. The Rashash says that it's not the pshat as elam donis kishkogas that the kapora should be like shkogas, Only says Kiilu there were Shgogas, and just like Shgogas is Nimchak Legamri, so the Zdonis also should be Nimchak Legamri. Not sure if fits in exactly with the Shiloh, but that's what it says here. A little bit is mashma because the Gemara says at the end that he says Grameir Svirli can receive the Sefer Reis of the Moshe. It's a Nusach that's Kemat not found in the Gemara. When it's talking about the Torah, so it says the Sefer Reis of the Moshe. So if we say that the Pshat is that Moshe got the Nevuah, it's a kilo different than the whole Torah. So that's why it says Sefer Reis of the Moshe. It doesn't say kilo. That's why it says in the Torah. Yeah, that's the Indian of Shuvah and Vidui.